Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Crushy in the building. Oh, hello everyone. Welcome to Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. I am your hostess tonight, Miss La Crush Heart. And oh boy. Oh, it's the start of a brand new show week. We got so much going on. I have 5 days. I'm going to be on air this week. From today all the way until Thursday, you're going to hear my lovely, lovely voice. So, let's see. Today is Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. We'll be on for the next 2 hours, playing some good music. I also have the Dear Fluffy, where we answer listeners' letters. You know, if you're interested in sending me a letter, you sure can at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Also do call-ins. You know, if you want to join the conversation, if you want to comment on anything that I say, play. 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Right now you're hearing beeping in the background, and it's not me. Well, you hear through beep beep. That's not me. That's somebody IMing. So that's not me. Let's see. I got a nice little playlist lined up for us. I got a nice little topic lined up for us. I got a couple of letters that I want to get to. So we're going to have a full show. Expecting some people to call in. And I just want to basically tell y'all that it is going down this week. We got Brick House coming back tomorrow night, Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Then myself and Black Reporter will be on this Tuesday at 9 p.m. Then we have the return of Swing a State of Mind, the second episode, awesome debut, Frenchie, Trinity Blake, myself, Lifestyle Conversation, having a good time on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, and then on Thursday, you can also hear me with Crush Grooves, with the Crush and Black Reporter. The theme for the second Thursday of the month is the Boom Boom Room. So we got a lot of stuff we're covering here, and we're in the middle of rebranding. Not rebranding, more so of just a slight reformatting, so to speak. Yeah, there we go. Just a slight reformat of what we offer now. But we're trying to make it better. We're trying to make it all cohesive. So each show is going to have its own identity, as though I'm not on all of them. crack me up. I do have a laughing sound effect, don't I? Like, I need some sound effects here. Oh, okay, here. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for the love. once again, 805-830-8320. Get prepared for the Phone Fantasy Radio roller coaster. It's going to be awesome this week. So we're on 5 days this week. It's the beginning of the month. It's August. I might have to do a own Dear Fluffy and just have y'all tell me some insight about myself. I might have to seek y'all advice, so may want to look for that. What else was I going to say? That's it. That's my announcement right now. We had 10:05. That didn't take long, did it? It's been hot weekend, hot in Brooklyn, but that's all right. We're going to deal with it. So I'm going to go ahead and play this good old music, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish the conversation or get into the conversation, so to speak. So right now, I'm going to take it some old school like I always do, and not that old.
Yeah.
Flirt, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and welcome to Late Nights with Me. I did something a little different than what I normally do. I normally play three songs and then I come back, but today I only play two because I want to get right into the topic. You know, I feel like I'm going to try something a little different with this show. So we played two songs. Excuse me. One was Tevin Campbell, Tell Me What You Want Me to Do. And the one I just finished playing was a song by Jodeci, Come and Talk to Me. You can give me a call, 805-830-8320. Now, I played those songs on purpose. I started off the segment with those two songs on purpose because tonight we're going to be talking about something that actually requires you to talk, something that the main focus for it to be abolished is for you to communicate, and that is mixed signals that we receive in a relationship. Nowadays, we have Facebook, Twitter, apps, cell phones, busy, busy, busy. We have all this technology that's supposed to help bring us together, but when it comes to a relationship or we come to relationships, whether they're romantic or not, it seems to actually bring us further apart. All this is my opinion. Let me use that disclaimer. If you want to comment, if you want to add your two cents, by all means, press that one, and I'll let you on air. So tonight we're talking about mixed signals in a relationship, mixed signals, whether it be romantic relationship, whether it be a business relationship, whatever type of relationship. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel like technology or it's doing more damage than it is good. You have Twitter, you gotta say a complete thought in 140 characters. Really? Really? I can't even say my phone number in 140 characters, but I got to give you a complete thought of my day or how I feel about something in 140 characters, really? Instead of it making us more creative, I think it's stifling our way of communicating. I mean, think about it. At one time, Facebook also had a limit of 420 characters. So you're in the middle of telling this story, trying to get your friends, your family members, or whoever to comment and understand you, and you typed out this long paragraph that's 1,000 characters. Like, who's really paying attention? I mean, it's like I can't express myself without there being boundaries. That's where I'm getting at. That's what technology has given us. You cannot express yourself without it being boundaries. Instead of calling a person when you give the message, you text. Instead of asking for a phone number, you ask, are you on Facebook? And it is really taking a toll on me. I don't know about anybody else, but I know it's taking a toll on me because I'm not a complicated person. I think I'm very simple. However, when you see everything that I do on Facebook, I have like 5 or 6 different pages, first of all. The two main ones, which is LaCrush Hearts and my other page, my personal page for family members, which is Leticia Moore, I rarely go on that page. So everything that I do, how I communicate to people, how I present myself, everything is really coming from a LaCrush Hearts standpoint. And I was speaking to somebody right before the show about that, about being LaCrush Hearts compared to being a Leticia Moore, which is my real government. I don't care about all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like when I created Leticia Moore, when I created LaCrush Hearts, my intentions was to become a porn star. So that was the main reason why I created that name. LaCrush Hearts was to be a porn star. I was doing the phone sex. I was doing the webcam shows. I was doing these underground big girl parties. I was growing into, you know, accepting the fact that I'm a big woman, accepting the fact that I'm a sexual being, and I was really just trying to find my sexuality, so to speak, and things of that nature. So when LaCrush Hearts was created, that was me. I could be freaky, you know, that was me embracing the fact that I'm big, that was me embracing the fact that men like my size, and they like me as a sexual being as well. You know, this was back in 2007, okay? Before then, I was just a secret BBW. Really, that was my alias, secret BBW, and hence came BBWConfessionsOnline.com. That was my official website before Super Fluffy Flirt, before Your Heart's Desire. My website was called BBW Confessions Online because I felt like nobody could see me. Nobody saw me. I was just here, you know, and then I was just there. And I was just this big, black, dark woman, and nobody wanted that. Nobody liked that. Nobody anything with that. And then I went, like I said, back in 2007, I discovered there's a whole nother world. there's really a whole nother world where girls bigger than me or big as me was dropping it down, getting the eagle on, doing full splits, and men were throwing dollars at them. Men were praising them. Men were gawking at them. Men wanted to be them. So, you know, hence the name LaCrush Hearts. Okay, you got the history on that. But now, you know, LaCrush Hearts is not doing that. My ambitions is no longer to be a porn star. My ambition is no longer doing the phone sex, and my ambition is no longer doing the webcam shows. However, I'm putting my attention to phone fantasy radio. Now, here's where the mixing come in for me. When you put something on the internet, it's there. It's on the internet. There's nothing you can do to take that back. You know, and me being naive, if you will, or me being not, me not, 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 not that I didn't know, I just didn't want to know. you know, like, you know, once that's out there, it's out there. There's nothing you can do. So I've been trying for the last 2 years to revamp La Crush Hearts, to revamp that. I don't do the phone sex as often as I should. I don't do the webcamming as often as I was. I don't, you know, I'm not depending on that right now. I'm not focusing on that right now. No, no, when's the last time I've done that? However, if you Google La Crush Hearts, all that's going to pop up. Hence, I even changed my name. I got rid of the bbwconfessionsonline.com because I know that's what it was associated with. So I got a new domain, superfluffyflirt.com. Got phonefantasyradio.com. I even got other people to join my team. You know, Brick reached out to me. Fine, Brick, let's do this. You know, Trinity, Frenchie, all these people was making up Phone Fantasy Radio, and that's where I'm putting my attention to. However, for guys interested in La Crush Hearts, all he's going to see on my page is promotion, pretty much. I'm marketing on my page. You know, I throw a little, you know, I can't help it because, once again, I am a sexual being. That's the bottom line. That's never going to change, whether it be La Crush or whether it be Leticia. Like, that is always going to be because I am a sexual, explicit person. I like to talk about sex. I'm open about sex. Like, listen, I've had threesome. Listen, I've had four guys at once. I'm going to tell you that, and I'm not going to care because that's something that if you're my boyfriend or if you're my man, if you're a potential, that's something you're going to have to accept, even if you're my friend. That's something you're just going to have to accept, and I get it all the time. You know, crush you crazy, crush you this, crush you that. You know, even my homegirl, they look at me with open eyes like, really, really, crush, you just said that? Because that is just, you know, that had nothing to do with anything. That was me beforehand, that was me afterhand, and I was able to express that. And I was able to express that, and fortunately, the social networking made me be able to express myself as a sexual adult, made me be able to express myself as a sexy, big, beautiful woman who loves everything from a hanging belly to the ashy knees and elbows. Like, you know, that I was able to show that, you know, to the world or to whoever's looking. It don't even have to be the world. Whoever looks up me will see that, you know, I'm no longer that shy. I was never shy, but I'm no longer that insecure woman that, you know, was always wearing, you know, old people clothes. Like, you wouldn't catch me in no mini skirt. I was brought up not to wear that, you know, especially being big. And now that they have clothes in my size, that's a whole other story. I'm getting off topic here. So we're talking about mixed signals. So now, like I said, if a guy Googles me, he's going to get my titties. He's going to get a butt shot. He's going to get a belly. He's going to get it all. He's going to see that I've done phone sex. He's going to see I've done webcamming, blah, blah, blah. He's going to shoot me a message. Okay. I made a video I made a video yesterday morning. If you look on my Facebook page, I made a video. There was music playing in the background. I had on a strapless dress. I was touching myself. I was feeling sexy. Okay, I was horny, whatever. But it doesn't matter if my clothes were on or my clothes was off. You're going to see it as a sexual being. And that's what I got. I got a guy hit me up, and as soon as he seen that video, he was like, I wish I was there for you. You're looking horny. I need to stroke it, and I want to play with your amazing boobs, and, you know, I'd love to be on cam with you, blah, 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 you know. Now, in a way, I think, and I say this to everybody, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, I say this for everything. Somebody else would have found that offensive or got mad or got upset, but I can't do that. I can't get mad. I can't get upset. I can't feel offensive for it because, in a way, I asked for it. I put myself out there like that. You know, I said don't watch the video, but, I knew that they was going to watch the video. I say don't do this or I'm doing this, but in turn, I was still or still am the crush heart. You know, I'm the 400-pound face sitter. I'm the one that's throwing the swing parties, do the BBW underground parties. I'm the one, you know, who's talking about sex very openly, being very vulgar and things of that nature. So they can't help but to come at me like that. Now, I say this to every guy. What separates me from the rest is that I understand this and I accept it. So if you come at me like that, I'll approach you back. Listen, I'm not doing that. Or listen, I don't appreciate you coming back at me like that. And, you know, we'll take it from there. You know, normally I get cursed out, but, you know, like that's the only way I can correct you is if I'm talking to you. However, I'm giving you mixed signals because I got this whole persona of a La Crush Hearts, of this super-sized, big, beautiful woman, ass showing, nipples out there, whipped cream on me. And then I'm telling you that, you know, no, I don't want to meet you, or no, I don't want to do phone sex, or no, I'm not into webcamming. So pretty much I'm sending out mixed signals. However, I know this about myself. I accept this about myself, and right now I'm in the process of trying to change that. And my question out to those that listen, how can somebody do that? Because when it comes to the internet, you only got 420 characters or 140 characters to describe yourself, to let somebody know what's actually on your mind. I can only do that. I can't do that in 140 characters. So if you're, especially when you're trying to date, like I said, nowadays guys would rather text you and hit you up on Twitter or add you as a friend on MySpace or AdultSpace or whatever. They're not calling, we're not talking, we're not seeing face-to-face. Instead of face-to-face, we're webcamming. So my thing is, how can we eliminate that thin line, that blurred line that's there right now in our relationships? Because it's there, and it's starting to look like an elephant in the room. Big old pink elephant is in the room. Because, you know, relationships are suffering from them. You know, from this, relationships are suffering from this. People are suffering from this. You know, I don't like you, or I don't do this, and I can't do that. And it's only because I had 140 characters. So I'm giving you the point, and it's going way over your head. Like a gentleman said on one of my videos, no, one of my pictures I took. I was fully dressed, folks. I'm really not posting titty and pussy shots like I used to. Like, honestly, what you see me in is really what I be wearing. But anyway, I did have an incident today where there's a picture of me with my tongue touching my nose. You know, I was being silly. Once again, I was being silly. I didn't mean nothing by it. I was just, look what I can do. You know, just bored out of my mind. Anyway, gentleman posted, he posted a quick sentence. He said, yeah, pass as fuck, more like senseless. That's what he wrote. And I was ready to jump down his throat. And that was less than 140 characters. And I was really jumped down his throat. He had to come back. He said, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant that you was past bored and more of just being senseless. I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, I thought you was being an asshole, you know. And that was our little brief moment. But that was me putting out mixed signals, you know, me misreading or miscommunicating of, you know, what this man was posting or what this person was trying to say about me. But anyway, we'll go to a call right now. I can't identify you. I only see you as 1111111. But you did press 1. And your
yes,
hand.
I did. Good evening,
and I know that
Crush.
Voice.
Good evening.
Hey,
how are you?
Brick.
How's
I
everything
am,
going?
Everything is cool. Everybody, this is Brick from Brick House, the hostess of that show. That is Monday the 8 p.m.
Yes. White on mm-hmm. Phone Fantasy Radio.
Right.
I was listening to everything you said, and
right.
I find it to be quite on point, as usual. Mm-hmm. But you asked, how can you overcome this? How can you, mm-hmm. you know, move on past this? The thing about it is that, you know what, you're never going to totally move past it. To
mm-hmm.
say that you can
mm-hmm.
totally erase La Crush Hearts from history
mm-hmm.
and from your persona, that's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I say this because, you know, you've had Vanessa Del Rio, who became famous through porn. she hasn't done a movie in years.
Mm-hmm.
And men still clamor for pictures with this woman as if she did a movie yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You have also Heather Hunter.
Right.
Who's actually trying
to do something totally different. Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally
she's
afraid.
Doing something totally different these days.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when you see her in pictures with people, she is always clothed up to the neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's always, mm-hmm. if you see her arms out, that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she wears her makeup modestly. She doesn't overdo it. And
mm-hmm.
men still clamor for pictures with this woman
mm-hmm.
because of what she used to do.
Right.
And, you know, the funny thing about it is that when you see a guy take a picture with her, you know
mm-hmm.
it's because of what she used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I
you know
have
what she's
friends.
Currently doing.
Exactly.
Right.
I have friends who take pictures and hang out with her now, and I'm
yeah.
sure that's because...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
My bad. I actually went to her website.
Wow.
My bad. Go ahead.
And I'm sure... That's because of what she does now,
mm-hmm.
you know, with her trying to, you know, to do good work.
Music,
stuff,
right.
Music and stuff
she
like
does.
That. I say her work was good before, but tried to
mm-hmm.
do a different thing. And so now she's just being, probably just being taken seriously, but you're always going to have dudes who's going to say, hey, Heather Hunter. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And I think that she's made peace with that. But
right.
on that note, the fact that she's made peace with it on that note,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I was to see her in a picture tomorrow, you know, scantily clad with her tongue sticking out, you know, hanging all over some dude half naked, then I would be like, okay, Heather, which way do you want it now? Do you want to be taken seriously as an artist, as a singer, or do you want to still go back to being known for what you used to do?
And that's the thing. You can't really separate the two. Like, just because I want to be a music singer, I want to focus on this, then I got to stop being sexual. Like,
well, no,
you only get into that. You only get into that is because you embrace it. You're embracing your sexuality. You
okay,
know what I mean?
It's not
so,
like she has to stop being sexual. Nobody's
mm-hmm.
saying to stop being sexual. It's where that sexuality is applied and when it's applied. Now, if it's going to be applied on your album cover, that's a whole horse of a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but if it's going to be applied in some CD club or some type of viral video, then that's saying something else as well.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Especially if that's not going to promote what you're trying
mm-hmm.
to do now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, the difference between you doing an impromptu, you know, nude striptease viral video as opposed to you doing a striptease with, you know, a banner in front of you saying Faux Fantasy Radio. That's
mm-hmm.
two totally different things. That's
mm-hmm.
you promoting through your sexuality Faux Fantasy Radio, and the
mm-hmm.
other one is just promoting you sexually.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's a difference. So my thing is, no one's saying stop being yourself and stop being sexual
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, if that's what you want to do, but... You gotta, like you said, you have to roll with the punches. You can't get mad. And
right.
I think a lot of women out here get mad because they don't know that the two are mutually exclusive. You gotta separate the two if you wanna be taken. Okay, I don't want nobody to come on to me. I don't want no one to do these things to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you
mm-hmm.
have to know how to act for that. But if
mm-hmm.
you still wanna have your cake and eat it too, like you do, you have to know how to roll with the punches. Which
mm-hmm.
you've obviously accepted, like, I can't get mad when things like that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get upset when things like that happen. So at
mm-hmm.
least you know that you're driving your own destiny here. Some people don't see that. They see it as, you know, why does this keep happening to me?
Right.
Why
right.
I'm trying to be serious, but then why are you doing X, Y, and Z, and then you want to turn around and do A, B, C? You
mm-hmm.
can't have it
mm-hmm.
both ways.
Well, that's basically what the show is talking about, mixed signals.
Mm-hmm.
You are tuned into Late Night with the Super Fluffy Flirt. You've just been hearing the awesome gospel of Brick. Been a while since we called you Pastor Brick, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We also got some guests in the chat room, some guests on the lines. I also see co-host for Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. A.M. Eastern. Trinity Blake is in the chat room right now, and her take on it is, you can't stop technology, but you can govern how you choose to deal with it. pretty much what you're saying. Pretty much what you said, but she just put it all in a nice, neat sentence.
Exactly. That's 140 characters.
Right. As long as how you govern it. If you want to join the conversation, by all means, you sure can. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. And we'll let you on air, as I did with my friend here, Ms. Brick. Right now, I'm going to get into two songs. I did two songs,
right.
Brick. Brick, what you think about that? I'm only playing two songs tonight.
That's good.
Set. You know, normally I play four. Normally I'm playing like three or four, but today I'm only going to do two. And then we're going to come back and we're going to have some more of our mixed signals conversation, because now I want to get into the statement that I've seen is, I want a lady in the street and a freak in the sheet. sounds kind of confusing to me. But we're going to talk about that. Once again, 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Press that 1 is the number to talk. And enjoy my music selections.
Thank you. This is DJ Mike Major representing Bottom Music DJs. I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. Do your thing, baby girl.
Numbers on the board right now. Shout out to everybody that's paying attention. We got Trinity B in the chat room. Trinity Blake in the chat room. And she just requested Dawn Penny, You Don't Love Me. No, no, no. We just played it before that. I started off this little segment with Mona Lisa, Can't Be Wasting My Time, featuring the Lost Boys. Big shout out to Mike Major. I am my www.iammikemajor.com. If you're in the New York City area, if you're anywhere in the United States and you need a good DJ, awesome DJ, we call him the Party King around here, check out I Am Mike Major. Shout out for that good old promo he did for me, or drop he just did for me. Much love to him. I support him. He's on air Tuesdays and Thursdays, TheMatrixStudios.com. So we got Trinity Blake in the chat room. We got a couple of guests in the chat room. I see the 757 in here, the 216 is here. We got a lot of people online. Right now, I'm going to bring back my good old friend, Miss Brick, who was speaking some knowledge before we went to break. Also, I see a civilian number, but I don't know if it's a really if it's really that person because it looks familiar, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but it looks like a Louisiana number. I don't know. It's 337. Is this Black Reporter?
Why wouldn't it be me?
I don't know. Yeah, you tell me. Listen, according to you, you know, you don't call me, you don't do nothing no more. So I don't know why it would be you. I don't know.
I heard you pouring your heart out earlier, so
I was not pouring my heart out. That's what y'all thought I was doing. I wouldn't do such a thing. Like I wasn't pouring my heart out. I was just merely giving y'all a reference, so to speak.
Okay.
But anyway, how are you doing, Black Reporter? How are you feeling tonight?
A little bit of pain, but I'm okay.
Okay, Black Reporter. I went to break, and before I went to break, I hit the audience with a line that I've seen, that I've heard, that we've been told as women. We're talking about mixed signals in a relationship, and that statement I stated before I went to break was, "I wanna lady in the street and a freak in the sheets." Or, I've been seeing this statement or something similar to that fact. I've been seeing that all day, pretty much. You know, people post their little things on Facebook. So we were moving from that. What do you think about that statement, Black Reporter?
Well, I can understand, and I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I do want someone who can be very sexual in the bedroom. In the bedroom, you know, the old freak in the sheets is, you know, but a freak out in the street is not what I want.
But isn't that just sending mixed signals?
No, not necessarily.
No?
Because if you're a freak with your man, that's not mixed signals.
That's not mixed signals because you're a freak with your man?
No. I mean, shouldn't that be the way it is?
Shouldn't that be the way it is? It depends. It depends. To me, and me, it depends. What are you talking about? Okay. To me, I'm not even going to go to me. I'm going to go to somebody else because I want to get y'all opinions before I burst out with my opinions because then y'all might beat me up. Anyway, Brick, what do you think about that statement? 850, I see you. I'm going to bring you on right after Brick. What you got for me, Brick?
What do I think about that statement, a lady in the sheets? A lady in the street.
And a freak in the sheets. Right.
Well, I say it like this, okay? That statement, I always found it to be weird. I mean, I know what it's supposed to mean, like what a guy means when he says that. But I always found it weird to the point where it's like, okay, shouldn't she be a lady inside and outside the sheets? And shouldn't she be somewhat of a freak outside the sheets as well? I mean, to keep her interesting? I mean, isn't it kind of fake?
Right. That's what I was thinking along those lines as well. Like, you're perpetrating a fraud, pretty much.
Exactly. So you're supposed to go out in the street and, like, not act like you're this. You have this side to you. So you have to go out there and pretend to be somebody else. Okay, but when you're in the bedroom, pretend to be somebody else.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, what exactly does a lady do? So if you piss me off, am I supposed to yell at you in the street? Is that not what a lady would do? Or like a lady wouldn't do that. But I could yell to the highest decibel in the bedroom if I wanted to. I don't know. I just find
it. Yeah, anyway, I get it. I definitely get it. Like I said, I was going to bring in the 850 with the 9844. State your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. And he hung up. More power to that, whoever that person was. I don't think I said that to him. All right, so
here's my take on it. Oh, wait, I got Trinity chatting in the chat room. It's the things in the street that might influence the freak.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. Two different things. I like that. I like that, Trinity. I definitely like that. So, Trinity, she got a lot to say on this topic. It's the things in the street that might influence the freak. My thing is, if you can't embrace all of me, then you shouldn't embrace none of me.
Exactly. Okay, I understand.
That's how I'm looking at it. If I'm a explicit person, like, I understand about being a lady. No, I'm not going to go outside and have a dick tattooed on my neck. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not going to go outside and have a slut tattooed on my forehead. No, I'm not going to do that. I get that part. You know, I get that part. But that has nothing to do with me being a freak in the bedroom or a lady in the street. That would be just personal judgment.
Yeah.
That's, you know, at the end of the day, that's just what I'm comfortable with, what I'm not comfortable with. You know, why are you putting a label on me? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to be a label? Why is it when you're talking about me, I got to be a freak or I got to be a lady or I got to be this or I got to be that, when all you have to be is a man? Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, that's my take on it. If you want to join the conversation, 805-830-8320. Wow. Shout out to everybody that's paying attention right now. 757, the 216, the 585, the 313. I don't even know where that's at. 313-1607. She just raised her hand. State your name, where you're calling from, and welcome to Late Night with the Super Fluffy Flirt.
My name is Carl King, calling from Detroit.
Hey, Carl, from Detroit.
What's up with you? You all
right? What's up with you? I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just didn't say that final second when the young lady was speaking, but I don't think she put in her mind that we all wear labels. You can try to get away from it all you want. You can't. They call guys men, niggas, dogs, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody
True.
Has a label, so the thing is you have to live your life like Plato said. Regardless of what people say about you, live your life in such a way that no one will believe it.
Right. Okay. And where you say you're calling from again?
Detroit.
All right, so my statement was, the original question was, what do you think about the statement, I want a lady in the street, but I want a freak in the sheets? What do you think about that statement?
Well, it only makes sense. I mean, even if I can get a little bit biblical with you, the Bible says when a couple is married, the God turns his back on them when they're in the bedroom. And a lot of people don't even realize that if you read the Bible, it's a book called The Songs of Solomon. And they talk about an encounter that happens in a garden where a chick is fucked so well she loses her bowels. So the fact that you fucking and freaking, that's just a part of life. Copulation is what you're supposed to do. Now, how you do it, how you lick it, kick it, stick it, that's of your own accord and your own business. So, but you don't want to take that kind of thing out into the world. Now, if your wife comes in the bedroom and breathes herself up and fuck you like a mad rabbit, that's what she does. But when she's out in the world, she has to present herself as a woman, period.
But she's always a woman, period.
I'm talking about a lady, then. When I say lady, that makes it better.
She's always a lady, too, period. Like, that's never going to change.
Right now, what you're using. No, well, hold on a second. You're using the tool that people use, intellect, semantics. Now, we can do semantics all night, but you know what I mean. She has to be a respectable person. She has to carry herself in a respectable way.
But that doesn't change her from being the sexual, freaky, deaky, leaky, whatever that she does behind closed doors. Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about ladies now. Don't miss and screw what I'm saying. I'm not talking about you walking outside, like I said, with a tattoo of a dick on your chest. Or you have the tattoo of a cum shots coming down the side of your cheek. I'm not talking about that. You know, I'm talking about a woman that is, you know, proud of her sexuality, that expresses her sexuality, that promotes herself to be a woman and a lady, but also, you know, she is a sexual being. That's like telling me to put a cap on my sizzle. I can't put a cap on my sizzle
because I'm also so listen, like, listen, you can't do that.
This is what you believe, but it's like this. If you get in trouble and you run and looking for help and you see a policeman in a police uniform, that's who you run up to for help. Am I right?
Right.
So if you run out there and you see a bitch dressed up like some kind of hooker and you run to her and say, bitch, put my dick in your mouth, and you don't give a fuck what she think, what she drink, and none of that shit, but if she got on a hooker's uniform, that's what you say. So it's a different way to do it. You can't go out there dressed in a G-string with hanging out your fucking pants and your titties hanging out and shit and think a nigga gonna walk up to you and talk to you like you anything different than a fuck magnet or a motherfucking cum urinal, period.
I mean,
so the difference is you handle yourself in a way that's according to what you should do. You should dress a certain way.
Okay, so if I'm wearing a hooker's uniform and I'm sitting down with my legs crossed, would you still approach me as such?
You got
or would you just
have a hooker's uniform.
Or would you just think I came from the club?
No, I would just think you're a hooker because you got a hooker's uniform. That's the point. But a policeman is sitting in a donut shop with his legs crossed. He's still a policeman.
Well, you just said we're
it's
not doing thematic. You just said we're not doing thematic.
No,
so
it's a uniform. Uniform projects who you are.
Now,
if you're not, I'm just saying, it's not certain women who are, if a woman ain't, like you say, sexual and all those things, that's fine. And don't get me wrong, it's different ways you can do it. I think women should be able to wear hot tops and bustiers and short shorts, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you wear shorts and have your ass, you're just walking down the street. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Come on. You should know how to carry yourself. Okay, wait, but you want your daughter to do that. First off, put in your mind you have a child. If you want your daughter to walk out like that, now don't get me wrong, there's women that do, but you want your daughter to walk out?
Well, now we're talking about somebody that's underage. That's a whole other ball game.
I didn't think your daughter was underage. I thought she was your daughter.
Well, then if she's an adult, she's able to make her own decision.
You got any kids?
No.
Okay, then you lie.
One of the main reasons why I don't have any kids.
Exactly.
No, I'm not lying. No,
how could you say that?
No. How can
now
you call me a liar? You don't know my beliefs on it. So don't call me a liar.
What I'm telling you is if you say, but you said right out your mouth just now, that's why I don't have a child. You don't want to see him walking around looking like a hoe.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said that's why I don't have a child. Doesn't have nothing to do with her walking around as a hoe. It's just that my beliefs are different. It's just that my beliefs are different from your beliefs. That's what I meant by that.
My beliefs are different from your beliefs. Tell me why you don't want a child. Tell me why you have
beliefs. That's a whole nother ball game for a whole nother conversation. We're not even going to go there. We're not going to go there because I have other callers I need to get to. Right, okay, his phone dropped. Anyway, we got the 214-0837. Welcome to Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Welcome to Big D.
Ew. 214?
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
This is Trinity. You know I had to call on that one.
Oh,
Trinity.
How you doing, girlfriend?
I didn't know you were in Dallas, Trinity.
She got mad numbers. She like me. Al, shout out to the many numbers. What's going on, Trinity? Welcome to Late Nights with Super Fur. Now, go ahead. I'm not even going to interrupt you no more. Say what you need to say.
That was really interesting. But when it comes to the statement, you know, I want a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets, that's just kind of the way it's been. Now, I somewhat agree with the caller previously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do have a uniform that you wear.
Right.
But I have to go back to the statement that I said in the chat room. You have to govern yourself accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what I do, I put myself out there all the time with my sexual uniform.
Right.
I'm very cautious of who I let into my circle.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know there's people out there that's going to treat me different? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do I beg for certain guys to approach me? No. The person that's going to approach me is going to be a little more complex to understand what I do. And I'm still a lady at all times. Well,
mm-hmm.
A lady defined by my definition.
Right.
You know, right. So that's what I have. That's, you know, I always say you are a reflection of the people that you know, have around you. So, I mean, a lady, that's just something they just said to keep a woman down. Don't be freaky. Accept the man just the way he is and try to please him and, you know, be barefoot and bear children and not be sexually satisfied. I'm not saying it applies to all relationships. But it's one of the main reasons why there's so many divorce rates right now. I mean, the divorce rate is so high. He's just not happy. Nobody does that anymore.
Another thing that I want to get into, but before I get into that, I see I have another caller with their hand up. Hold on, Trinity, don't go nowhere. We have another caller I want to get to. Actually, we got a lot of calls. Okay, I want to get to the 585. I think that's New Rochelle. Anyway, 585-0672. State your name, where you're calling from, and welcome to Late Nights with Super Fluffy Flirt.
Hey, this is Mona. And
hey,
I'm
Mona.
Hi. I was listening to a boy talk, and regardless of the uniform anyone wears, you are responsible for your own self-conduct, and whether I'm in a G-string or a parka, you should respect me as a human, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that what somebody wears or how they present themselves should dictate the level of respect and consideration you give someone is asinine. You're telling me that someone else controls you. And that makes no sense to me. I agree with Trini, that lady, or maybe you, the lady in the street, freak in the sheets kind of thing. It is a way to oppress women. You know, we're not allowed our sexual liberties or freedom, you know, because that would give us control.
Totally agree. We also got Black Reporter, and we also got Brick on the Lines, and I'm also going to bring back the young man from Detroit. He finally called back. Mr. Detroit, Carl, you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, any final thoughts you may have to what the ladies have spoken?
Okay, now, actually, I'll say calmly. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, a woman can dress a certain way. There's one woman who said it's the people you have around you that kind of depict who you are. But then, see, the world is based on this. Big signs and symbols are for the conscious mind only. And people make up ideas in their minds about people. So everybody on here is saying the things they say. Otherwise, we do it all day, every day. We all have prejudice. We all have these. That's how we act on it. So if you can't you're gonna perceive them. So what you project is what we'll perceive. Now if you're sitting somewhere, I would walk up to a woman that way and I'd say something sideways to a woman in a business suit. But that's just who I am. You know, and the level of respect that I have that moment at that time. Now of course there are times in my life I'm out in the club and this kind of thing is happening. I had a few too many tequilas, and I don't even got time to try to go through all that stuff. And I would walk up to any woman and say, pretty much, I've met girls who say, when I met him, he asked me, he wanted me to ask a provocative question. I don't really have time, but it depends on it. But everyone, respect to everybody, but we all lose respect sometimes. None of us, you know, and I mean, don't get me wrong. But the thing is, I'm an oppressed thing. It's like, you want a woman to be what she is, in the privacy of your home. Right. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I want my girl to be sexy, and I want people to look at her. I like niggas to look at my girl like, damn.
And that's basically what I'm talking about. I didn't have nothing to do with the, like I said, I wasn't really talking about those men in the whole uniform, but I was talking about that fact. Because when you say a statement, I believe, this is my only belief, I believe when you have a statement like that embedded in somebody's mind, it's sending mixed signals. And for our men of this day and age, they don't need nothing else to confuse them. They don't need nothing else to waver them. They don't need another excuse. They really don't. They don't need another excuse. You know, if we go back to, because what I believe is men don't put the effort in. Bottom line. They don't put the effort in.
But that's because you have an opinion.
Everybody,
you have an opinion
this is,
about
this men. Is my, no, I'm just telling you, this is my opinion. This is
right.
This is my opinion about the men population, the men population as a whole. My opinion is they don't put the effort in. Bottom line. When it comes to relationships, when they don't put the effort into, like, relationships, when they don't put the effort into to wanting to be, to look beyond themselves, pretty much. That's once again, this is my opinion. This may not be true.
Are you talking about monogamy?
But this is my opinion. I'm talking about relationships in general. No, I'm talking about
relationships
in general. Okay, but I'm talking about relationships in general. That's what I'm talking
about. I think it's a female fault, though.
Well, that's a whole other ball game. Right now, we're talking about mixed signals.
Okay, we're talking about mixed signals. And, you know, where basically the time you're talking about, like, you know, the internet, you kind of see this stuff on there, and they just kind of assume certain things. Like I said, I do a lot of sexually very taboo things. So people see the pictures, they see the flyers, they see the topics, and there are quite a few that approach me kind of, you know, sideways, and you catch me at the wrong time. I'm like, what are you talking about, you know? Or I get random phone calls like, you know, what are you doing? And the people just automatically assume I'm laying around playing with my pussy all day.
Right.
And it's like, actually, I'm sitting here eating some oatmeal, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And, you know, sometimes I might get a little agitated. Then I remember, you know, how I put myself
out there.
How they
got the number. Right.
And you know, and I put my number out there. So I just kind of, usually I can work with them and I keep moving on. Then some people are just going to choose to be ignorant. It's nothing we can do about a person's perception. Your perception is your reality.
Right.
You know, it's no different. If you see a guy on the street sending us the trash bags, you're automatically going to assume, oh, he's a bum. You might not know. Maybe he got robbed. Maybe he's been drugged. You don't know. You don't know what that person's been through. So people are going to always make their judgments. And that's what it means. You know, missed signals. You know, you want me to be this, you want me to be that. What do you want me to be? Well, as you get older, you know, we call it now the facts of life. Your mom teaches you at a very early age, this is what you have to do if you want to get a man. You know, you have, this is what you have to do if you want to be, you know, respected in society. You know, it's just rules of engagement, basically. Until you learn those, you'll always be in a state of confusion.
Yep, pretty much. We got one more caller. I'm going to take one more caller, and then I'm going to go into my little music break, because that's what I do. What up, Chevy from Brooklyn? How are you?
How you doing, Crash? Long time no speak to.
I know, right? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just chilling. How's everybody else doing?
Is that your sexy voice?
Whoa, poor bag.
What is this?
Not even.
What is this? Because you don't sound like this on a normal basis. You're like, hey, Crash, hang it on. Like, this is...
More high pitch, right?
Yeah, what's going on? You're laying down? You're laying on your stomach?
No. I'm just actually chilling in my living room on the couch right now. What you know?
Okay. You've been listening to the conversation. What you got, Tad?
Partly, actually, I've been listening to the conversation. Now, what exactly is the topic?
The topic
I just came
is
in like 2 minutes ago.
Oh. The topic for tonight is mixed signals in a relationship. And, we went through the statement. I was asking everybody, what's their take on the statement? I want a lady in the street, and I want a freak in the sheets.
A woman who carries himself with respect, a woman who doesn't actually portray that freak in the bedroom outside on the street, a woman who, at first, you probably, if you walking down the street with her, you probably don't know how much of a freak she is until you get into the bedroom. And I believe a lot of men want that. But there's sometimes where, I think because the way how society is right now for the last maybe almost 50 years, like 40-something years, how they could glorify the pimp image. Sometimes a guy wants to have a woman that looks like a slut or a hoe or any of those terms, Why? Because he knows that a lot of guys going to sit there and want to holler, or a lot of guys want to sit there and lust him after that, but he knows that in the back of his head that he's going to go home with that. So, you know, to that guy, it gives him a lot of, it boosts his ego a little bit that, hey, I got a chick like that. Also, it makes him feel a lot better that, you know, you got a chick like that.
Okay. All right.
So. Mixed signals. How are you talking about mixed signals in a relationship?
One other thing that I want to ask about. Aren't there also mixed signals coming from the opposite direction?
From what?
The opposite direction.
The opposite direction?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
From lady.
As such, what? Example. Give us something to work with. You say the opposite.
Well,
you mean mixed signals like what? Give us an example of what you're talking about. Don't you mean
that?
As far as being dressed and what you're seeing? Like, as far as you're talking about, we're talking about clothes and stuff like that?
Not necessarily clothes, but actions.
Like when a woman says she wants a good man, and then she finds a man that's good, and she says he's a punk bitch, and she doesn't want him. She goes for the fuck up.
Thank you, Trinity. That's
mixed signals.
Thank you, Trinity.
That wasn't Trinity. That was Mona, I think, right? Mona.
Oh, thank you, Mona.
That's Mona.
Okay.
Mona.
Ew. Did he just say it like that? No. Did he just lose his breath when he said your name on him? Like, he just got a thought of, oh, that's what it is.
I wanted to say about mixed signals. I have a lot of problems in my relationship because there's mixed signals. When somebody meets me, I don't tend to show them who I am. If you think I'm stupid, I let you think I'm stupid. You know, time will reveal all. But when a man meets me up front, like, let's say he meets me off the net or he meets me when I'm out and I'm a little sexy or whatever, he knows that I'm a sexual being. And those things that draw the men to me are the same things that send them running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm ostracized. Yeah, I'm ostracized because of it. And then they want you for those things because you're smart, because you're confident, because you're sexy, whatever. And then at the same time, you can't be too much of that. Because they can't handle it, you know, or they want to control you and kind of put you under their thumb. And I'm saying this from experience because I'm 38, and I've never met a dude who didn't try and dim my shine or cage me in some way.
I don't have my bell right now, but she hit the nail on the head. No, the head on the nail. There we go. Yeah, she hit it. She hit it with the ding, 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 and that's basically what I was saying, or that's what I meant when I said men don't put the effort in.
I know, I came in late. I'm sorry.
You're not. Oh, okay. Well, what she just said, pretty much, to look beyond that, and like she said, that's what attracted you to me. But instead of you trying to find your own pretty much niche of where you fit in, because that's what it is. You have to carve yourself, and you have to put yourself into where you fit in. They don't want that. They want to be ready made. You're not ready made when you meet me, just like I'm not ready made when I meet you. So we're going to have to put an effort into each other.
Exactly.
We're going to have to focus on each other. We're going to try to get to know each other and find out where we fit in. I hate when a guy talks to me and then a week later he want to get married. What?
Why not?
And you know, because that, listen, you're going to ask stupid questions, you're going to get a stupid answer because you can't afford
Mona,
it.
And then Mona,
that was
you,
a
and I, you and I are the same mindset because you're 38, I'm 53, so...
How are you on the main mindset? How is that the same mindset? How are you going to do that? That is so insulting. That is so insulting. You know what you get for that black boy? You already know black boy.
Wait a minute.
You got to get the sound effect on that one. The womp womp.
I'm going to have to say that, how old are you?
53.
Yeah, I put you in the category of my father. So you have the mindset of my father.
Oh.
He sounded so disappointed.
Damn.
He said, Oh, black reporter, how you going to do that?
Brother.
How you going to insult somebody? I'm not wrong. I'm just saying.
Are you saying I'm old?
Are you going to, like, what are you saying here, Larry? And she said she loved the fact everybody's Trinity. That's right, everybody's Trinity, damn it. Y'all all sound alike. once again, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio's Late Nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt, and I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. And right now, I got Mona. Numero Shell, Mona, that's what we got?
I'm not Chelly.
Okay. Rochester, somewhere. She up there somewhere. She in New York City. That I know. I know the 585 is somewhere in New York. That I know. You got Chev from Brooklyn. We got my co-host, black reporter from New Iberia, Louisiana. And we also have the co-host of tomorrow's show at 8 p.m., Brick, from Brick House. So y'all don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 8 p.m. What I do right now is I'm going to play my two-song set, because that's what I does, and that's what I like to do. So I'm going to play my two-song set, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more. And I also got the Dear Fluffy, when I answer listeners' advice, if you will. You know, I ask for everybody's opinion on a listener's situation, you know. So, Dear Fluffy, if you want to send me a Dear Fluffy letter, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You can send it there, or you can call in and leave a message, and we'll answer it that way. 347-855-7372. Just call up, leave a voice message as if you was talking to me, explaining your problems. I'll play it on air, and, you know, we'll answer it. So everybody stay still. Don't go nowhere. Don't hang up. Don't lose signals. Stay where you are, because we're coming right back. Go get a cup of water and then come back. Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Eric Moore. And right now, I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the super fluffy flirt, Mr. Crush Hearts. Get with her, you hear?
Why you play that? I forgot about that song. That was The Good Girls with Your Sweetness, and before that, Monifa with You. Yep, that's what I just played. Black Reporter, he couldn't hang with us. You know how them old folks are. Anyway, he couldn't hang. He went to bed. Boo, Black Reporter. Anyway, we're talking about mixed signals in a relationship. The number to call in, 805-830-8320. Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight, especially in the chat room, listening via whatever website you're listening from, all that good stuff. I'm bringing back Brick from Brooklyn. I'm bringing back Mona from New York. And I am bringing back Shiv from Brooklyn because we just need some penis in the room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We just need some penis in the room. Show us what you're working with, Stallion.
Just a little.
Who, me? Just a little? Me?
Just a little.
Oh, okay.
Let it swing. Let it swing, man. Let it swing.
No, I ain't let it swing.
Shout out to the Fancy Lounge. We got people in the Fancy Lounge tuned in right now besides us. We got people in the Fancy Lounge tuned in right now. People on Facebook, they liking what we're playing. They enjoying the combo. Really do appreciate that. Shout out to Trinity B. Blake. Excuse me, Trinity Blake. I like calling her Trinity B, but her name is Trinity Blake. You can catch her again live right here on the Phone Fantasy Radio Network where we get all sexy. Swinger State of Mind radio show, brand new segment to the Phone Fantasy Radio family. Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also catch more of Brick tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Brick House Radio Show. Now, this is the point of the show where we do They're Fluffy. They're Fluffy. You know, people send you stuff. They want to know what's your thoughts on it. Your outside person, outside entity looking in and, you know, trying to decipher what they're telling us in the letter. So, I got one of those, or I got a few of those. I'm going to need my expert panel right now, Mona from New York, Chef from Brooklyn, and Brick from Brooklyn. I'm going to need y'all to comment in on this, but I'm going to read this to y'all. Not too long. I'm going to read it to you. Dear Fluffy, I wish I could get my love life as together as my career. I dated my high school sweetheart for 4 years on and off. He even proposed to me when I was 19. No one on my side of the family was happy I said yes because he is 3 years older than me. And he can't keep a job. He didn't graduate high school. And he's in and out of jail. 2 years ago, he went to jail again. And while in school, I took my friendship with one of my classmates to the next level. We have been a couple for a little over a year now, and we're both in love. I told my ex in jail that I found someone else, but I still wanted to be friends. Now he's out of jail, and I made the mistake of seeing him. I wasn't intimate with him in any way, even though I wanted to so bad. My feelings had me all messed up. My ex still wants to marry me, but he said we can be best friends since I'm in a relationship. When I talked to my boyfriend about marriage, he says he's too young to think about that now. My boyfriend is younger than me. I know my ex needs to get his life together before we get married, but should I go back with him and be by his side while he gets it together since I know he wants to get married, or stay with my boyfriend who has it together, job, career, own place, and school, and hope marriage comes one day? What are your thoughts? So, She's thinking of a thug or a gentleman. Listen, first of all, I don't even like the fact that it's called that. But you know, what do y'all think? What's your take on it, Mona?
I'm screw facing her because first of all, why do you even have to write a letter for some dumb shit like that? Let me just say, okay, an engagement at 19, that's not even real. Secondly, he didn't spend the majority of their quote-unquote relationship in prison, so he was completely fucked. Thirdly, of course he wants to marry somebody who has their shit together because he's a fucking bum. He don't have his shit together. Why would she even entertain? She said she has a man she's in love with, but says my ex wants to get married. Like, why would she even entertain that? So, for me, she's too young to do anything. She needs to live her life and grow the fuck up because if she was in love with her man that she has right now, she wouldn't have went to see the convict. And listen, I'm not against convicts. I don't dealt with them, whatever. But he's a complete fuck up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's so stupid. And what is she going to do? Does she want to raise a grown man? Because if she likes to take care of grown-ass men, she should go ahead and marry the motherfucker. And then when his ass is back in jail, or when she knocked up or got like 5-6 kids and is fucked up, then she can cry about it later. Come on. Didn't that girl say she was educated? Oh, please don't get me started. Girl, run. Run while you can. Stick with the young one. Keep you youth.
Okay. Brick, what do you think?
Well, what can I say that has already been covered?
Quite frankly,
no, that's right. I don't know why this woman is even writing this. She doesn't answer her question. I don't know how many times throughout the letter. You know, he's been to jail. He's been here. He's been there. He's a career loser. I mean, that's his career, just to lose. Oh. I mean, he's not trying to do anything positive with his life. He hasn't tried to finish school. How is he going to provide for you? When you see, this is one thing, you know, we women need to stop looking at these men with stars in our eyes and start looking at them as, what can they possibly do to increase our fold? What can they do to provide for us? Okay, because men are providers. If you got to sit up here, you got to come out your pocket every 5 minutes for something, he's not providing for you. Okay,
yep.
Secondly, to your man, I want to tell your man that you went now, if you're listening, get lost. This woman is going to lead you down a road of heartache. Because you had no business going to see this man, okay? And ain't no way y'all could be best friends. What he's saying is that he will sleep with you while you're with your man now. You got a good man now. He may not be ready for marriage. What's to say that he's not going to be ready a year from now or 2 years from now? But no, you want to sit up here and rush everything with a loser who can't provide you with anything but a parole hearing or a parole officer coming to your house every 5 seconds.
Listen. And he don't have a diploma.
And he don't have nothing. He doesn't have anything going for him. You sat there and stated he has nothing going for him. We answer our own questions. She needs to back up. And I'm sorry. You better stop seeing this man. And if you do see him, you're going to be one of them girls that you see on Maury crying somewhere that you done lost a good man. Just go somewhere. Concentrate on your career. You have somebody that can help you increase your fold. This guy that you went now is going places. Concentrate on that. And leave this other one alone. But you know what?
Yeah.
We don't learn. We always have to pick in the trash and stuff. Try to save things that are broken. He's broken. Leave him alone. Pointless.
Speaking on that, we got Miss Trinity Blake in the chat room. She said, if you hang around black people, if you hang around broke people, you fall in love with broke people. This statement is not just about money. She said, forget about the other half. She needs to get herself together. And on that note, we're going to get a male's perspective, the penis I was talking about. Chev, what you got for me?
Well, not to be disrespectful, but she sounds like a dumb bitch.
Okay, that's not disrespectful at all.
Like, you know, if you have a quote-unquote good man right now and you have a career going for yourself, there's no purpose to entertain a convict, a career convict that's not doing nothing with himself. I mean, trust me, I know a lot of convicts. I know people have been to jail and such, but, you know, they actually know how to flip it or they actually get their GED inside there. He don't got shit. Like, yo, sure, you sound like a dumb bitch. Got a problem? Come see me.
You dig? She just want that ass. That's all.
Yeah,
she just want his ass. Because all she says, I want to sleep with him so bad. That's all you want?
That's all you want.
Yeah, I mean, like,
she
sounds like a lot of females I run across with, and they love the whole Doug mentality where 9 out of 10 times, nobody's, like, playing Super Thug in jail. Like, they made
jail. Everybody playing Super Thug in jail. Everybody looking down at their food and not making eye contact with nobody.
Yeah, I mean, they Maytag. That means them niggas that wash clothes and shit. Don't forfeit, Ma. Really don't forfeit. Somebody just keep on going in and out of jail. Don't forfeit.
Is this a woman that's sending mixed signals?
It's not even sending. Yeah, she's sending mixed signals to a new dude. Yeah.
Yeah, she said to make signals to the new dude. Not only that, you're going to scare that new dude away. You're gonna scare that new dude away.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I ain't scared. You're going to lose a new dude. And that dude
probably
be
doesn't know anything about it, though. Like, what's
no, you know, probably don't know about the ex, but I'm talking about as far as the pressure of wanting to get married. You know, and this man's already telling you I'm young.
She's 19, right? She went to college, whatever. So maybe she's like, what, 21, 22?
Right,
23
to
24. What is she in a rush for?
Join
I don't know.
You want to be saddled with some kids? Like, what do you want? A ball and chain right now? Like, come on.
Well, you know, there are some people that really feel like they're not defined unless they have somebody on their arm. So.
Oh, please.
No, I know a lot of people like that.
I think there's nothing wrong with marriage. Okay, my parents got married when they were 19 and 20. That's beautiful. That's great. Fantastic.
But their times are different as well.
Yes. And they're talking about, she's talking about she was quote unquote engaged at 19. So basically, he had her on lock when she was young. You know, that's probably her first love or some crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not knocking that either, but, you know, I think she's in love with the memory of him. I think she's in love with the idea of the potential she saw in him initially. You know, if she steps back, you know, from herself for a minute, takes her head out the clouds that she's in there, she'll see he is not what he was. He is not what she wants. Our tastes change, you know. She's so caught up in this moment, though, in this, like, deja vu moment, she don't realize it yet. The dude, the younger dude, though, he's right. He's not ready. He's too young. He might very well be too young. He might, you need to take time to grow things. You can't, that shit doesn't happen overnight.
Pretty much.
It doesn't happen overnight.
And you're saying, and then, like, let's look at the time frame. The guy was in jail for 2 years. He went to jail, and you've been with your current boy for a year and a half. So that means 6 months. It only took 6 months for you to go and find somebody else new.
She probably, the new guy's probably a rebound.
She's young. She's young. She should be dating lots of different dudes. She should be looking.
Exactly. That's what I feel, too.
I don't even think
she
knows what she wants.
Right. I think she needs to step back, and she needs to reassess herself.
Yep.
So I agree with you, Trinity, on that one. She needs to just drop them both and get you a little black book. Nobody's going to think of you. I don't think anybody's going to think of you different as long as you keep it in the bedroom, as they say. All right, folks. I got another letter here because I am awesome. I want to get to this real quick. Dear Fluffy, I'm a 39-year-old woman with a wonderful husband. He's a God-fearing man that is an excellent provider and the best husband that any woman could ask for. He is the most unselfish person that I've ever met. We desperately want to start a family, but this past summer I was diagnosed with diabetes and ended up in ICU with a blood sugar of 980.
Oh.
The nurse said that I should have been in a coma. Well, because of this, the doctor told us that we really should try to wait a while before we try to conceive. I also have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Which is already an issue, and now this. I feel like less than a woman because I cannot give my husband the one thing that he wants the most. He is very supportive and never pressures me about this, but I really want to start a family with my husband. I feel terrible about this situation. Less than a wife. That's what she put down, less than a wife. So I'm going to start like this. For those that don't know what PSOS is, polycystic ovarian syndrome, it's basically you got little cysts over your ovaries. It messes with your, you know, in women, it messes with your cycle. It's very hard to conceive if you have this. One thing she didn't mention in this is if she was overweight or not. She didn't mention that in here. But like she said, she had diabetes of 100. I mean, she had a diabetes blood sugar of 980. Girl, you should have been out. I can't even imagine how you even found that out. Like, what put you in that category? I don't even know how you found that. At 980, really? Like,
yeah, that's my way, 800. Yeah,
like, your index. Your index for the last 3 months is probably like a 15, and it's supposed to be a 7. Anyway, I know a little bit about this, folks. So, we're gonna start around the room again. We're gonna start around the table. If you want to comment, if you want to join the conversation, by all means, do so. We got a few minutes left. 805-830-8320. Lady, get your health in order. He's not going nowhere. If he's the man that you claim he is, or that you think he is, or that he's proven to be, there's no need to rush it. He's not going nowhere. And if you really, really need to do it, there's other alternatives. You know, and And that's the thing. Like, you're already 39 years old, and you have all this stuff already. Like, it's already a danger. You're already in that danger zone. And now you have, you know, diabetes and PCOS. Like, you got so much going on right now. Focus on your health. Focus on getting better. And think of alternatives, you know. And if he's being supportive and he's not pressuring you about it, don't pressure yourself about it. My thing is, all you're going to do is worry, and then all you're going to end up doing is making yourself sicker instead of getting better. Enjoy the time you can spend with him. That's what I think. Chev, what you think about this?
Well, for somebody who used to date a lot of women with polycystic ovaries, it's a very sad situation, very sad, because it's hard for them to get pregnant. I know one of my ex-girlfriends, she would, like, she always wanted to have a child, and she's, like, 39 herself, and still haven't had a child yet. I agree with you, alternatives, and maybe they should actually adopt if they've been together so long, whatever. It looks better for adoption, for the adoption agency, and it'd be a lot simpler for them. Or she sounds like she's on the tad bit on the overweight side, because the whole diabetes thing and polycystic ovaries thing, honestly. No, before I used to think polycystic ovaries was a trait that a lot of supersized BBWs had. That's what I thought. So that's why, you know, I do what I used to do. It's neither here or there. Nah, but maybe she needs to lose a little bit of weight. And with her husband being so supportive, he can help her lose that weight and be in her corner. Mm-hmm. Or adoption or foster kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with Trinity in the chat. She said, get a therapist. She mentioned God-fearing, POS, and diabetes. She is probably depressed. Get some medical, get some mental help so you can adopt or, you know, whatever you choose. And stop pressuring these guys. Good grief.
She's got to work on yourself before you can even think about bringing a child in here.
And that's what we're getting so far. What you think about it? What's your thoughts on this?
She has to not only work on her physical state, but also her mental state, yes, her self-esteem. I know that this is hard. I know some women who can't have children. And, you know, we're so caught up as women. And, you know, if we're not sexy, if we don't produce, then we are not feminine. We are not women. And that's not true. First of all, God don't make mistakes. I mean, some people weren't meant to have children. Maybe you're meant to bless someone else who needs a family. You know, you never know. And there's other ways of being a mother other than carrying. I mean, I have children. So I know what it's like to be a mother, but I also understand her angst, and I also understand her feeling like she's less than. But you know what? No one can make you less than. And not having a child doesn't make you less of a woman. And if he's supporting her, he will understand. And there's always options. There's always options. But she got to get her mind right, because if she don't get her mind right, she's not going to get her body right. You know, mental depression can lead to physical or vice versa. She got to get that together first, you know. And, yeah, 39, whether she had these issues or not, that's getting a little old to have kids. And you want to continue dealing with other issues and what your children can come out like, you know. I mean, not to throw that in there, but that's the least of her worries. Get herself together.
Right.
You could always have a baby or save a baby.
Totally agree. Britt, what are your final thoughts?
Well, you know, I agree with everything that's been said. And I don't want to get too, you know, churchy up here, but, you know, she's going to have some faith, you know, and do what she has to do for herself in the very beginning, you know, because, you know, it doesn't mean anything to have a baby if you're not around to raise it. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
I keep thinking of, when you started reading it, I was like, oh, wow, Steel Magnolias. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Wow.
I was thinking of that, and I was like, you know, here this woman just risked her life. She knew to have a baby was, you know, going to be risking her life, but she did it anyway. And now I come to find out, you know, the baby was just a toddler. Probably he's not even going to remember his mother, you know. And I think that it's just, you know, sad that, you know, we don't always know why these things happen. All we can do is just, you know, hope that there's a reason why. And who knows, she may not be... Who knows? You know, she may not be a good mother for a newborn, but maybe a good mother for a 10-year-old girl. You understand what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, she should get her health together. There are millions of kids out here that need homes, that would just love a mother like her. You know, somewhere where she can concentrate on her illness and be a mom at the same time. maybe a child, but maybe she can't handle the dependency of a newborn now. You know, it takes a lot to raise a newborn baby, a lot of up and down, running back and forth. And maybe, you know, she just needs to look at other options and say, you could still be that mother, but be that mother to an 8-year-old that's not as dependent or, you know, that can help you out or, to, you know, to look out for you, you know, as well. But I think that she really needs to just take care of her health first. Take care of your health. We're so busy worrying around what these men want and trying to satisfy these men. Half the time we ignore ourselves and what we really need to do for ourselves. And I think she needs to get that together. You know, and I just want to say, Kev, you know, you've been saying some crazy, weird shit on this show, but you know what? I got to admire his honesty because Sharon's going out of nowhere with, you know, I mean, that's why you dated big girls. You thought they couldn't get pregnant. I mean,
Dead ass.
He just ain't afraid to say shit. Wicked, but you be like, okay, I got to admire him for having the balls to say it.
That's crazy. That's what it is, though. That is definitely what it is, and we definitely appreciate you on Full Fantasy Radio shows.
Appreciate you being candid and honest.
You know,
he's
a man with some cojones.
I used to do that.
Shem always says something. Don't be calling me tomorrow talking about you're going to pay me to delete the episode.
No, we good. I still have to pay you, I still got to pay you that $100 for that.
Right.
I really have to pay you for that one. Yeah.
Right.
Not this one, though. We good.
Anyway, folks, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give the floor to Brick so she could tell y'all what's going down Brick House tomorrow. What you got for us, Brick?
All right, tomorrow we're going to be talking about some serious stuff tomorrow. We're going to talk about the unemployment rate in the United States. Quite frankly, you know, this is a time where, you know, you can walk into your job tomorrow and be handed a pink slip. You know, God forbid that happens to anybody tomorrow that hasn't spoken. But, you know, at these times and everything now, you know, you see they're saying that the job market is going up. Like, they're adding new jobs every day. But unemployment is still on the rise. So if they're adding new jobs, then why are we still unemployed? So we're going to look into that and see exactly what's going on with the job situation and how it affects us. I know we're all in different places. It affects me differently in New York than it may affect somebody in, let's just say, South Carolina, you know, who may be a factory worker, and me as to somebody who works in a white-collar field. So it may affect us differently. So we're all going to see what exactly is going on with this job thing. Well, you know, we're not trying to slam our president, but we want to know exactly where does the buck actually stop. We're going to talk about the bailout. We're going to talk about where does this money actually go, because we're the ones paying it out in taxes. Where is it going? So we're just going to look and try to follow the money tomorrow, you know, and just see where it goes. We're not trying to blast you out with information, but we're just trying to make you more aware of what's going on, because this affects you. Whether you want to believe it or not, it affects you. So that's what we're going to talk about on Brick's House. 8 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time.
And that number will be the
number is and same number, 805-830-8320.
Right. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook at Brick's House.
Yep.
Also, Facebook.com/Brick House. That's with an S in there, BRYCKKS, and the word house. Also on Twitter, right? Twitter.com/BrickHouse.com.
Or you can hit me up on Twitter straight up at Brick. Hit me up there as well.
BRYCKK.
There you go.
You know, we're on for another 4 days, so if you can't make tomorrow, you'll definitely catch Tuesday. If you can't catch Tuesday, you got Wednesday. If you can't catch Wednesday, you got Thursday. If you miss any of my shows for the rest of the week, you suck.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. But on that note, I'm going to tell you this. We'll be back on Tuesday with Black Reporter. You heard him. He went to bed early. Anyway, we'll be back on Tuesday with the Adult Zone, the Crush and Black Reporter. The topic is still up in the air. I got a few things I want to talk about, but we got a topic that's up in the air. So I'm going to come back with y'all with the topic. But Wednesday, we are talking about the present. Oh, no, wait. We're talking about the past, the present, and the future on our brand new show, The Swingers Lifestyle. The name of our show is Swingers State of Mind with Trinity Blake and Frenchie and myself. That's Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then 9 p.m. Central. And then Thursday, we're back with the Boom Boom Room, Crush Grooves. That's the type of show you can call in. I'm going to have another hot topic for us to talk about. And you can also call in and just share some of your dooms and booms. You know, if you got a sexy story you want to share, if you met some guy, he had a bunion on his penis, and you want to tell us about
ew.
It.
Oh. Oh.
I can't do that. This is that show to fill us in on what's going on with you. You can do it anonymously, make up a name, you know, and let's just have a little fun as always. And we'll be playing some good music on that show. So that's our other musical show.
All right, all right.
805-830-8320. If you ever want to get in contact with us, if you want to send us song requests, if you want to send us articles, show topic suggestions, or if you have a question for us, hit the main email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's the best way you can do that. We're on Facebook. There's about 5 different pages. Just look us up, whatever show you want. We got Bricked House. We got Swinger State of Mind. We got Phone mm-hmm. Fantasy Radio. You got the Super Fluffy Flirt. So we're on all the social networks. You can catch me on the adult space. You can catch me on MySpace. You can catch me on Twitter at The Crush Hearts, at SSOM Radio Show, which is Swinger State of Mind Radio Show. We got a brand new page. We need some followers, so please hit us up on there. The website's coming soon. I'm having problems with my site, so that should be up hopefully by next week when everything will be cleared and everything will be on point next week.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever got an Android, stop pressing buttons.
I'm sorry. My bad. Pull me up.
Whoever got the Android, stop pressing buttons. Go ahead. I got one of those phones, too. Turn your notifications down. We had an awesome show. Can I give a big, big thank you, shout-out, and applause to Miss Mona for checking out our show. Right.
Mona
took the time out. She came to check out Phone Fantasy Radio. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope this won't be the last time we see you on Phone Fantasy Radio. The 757, I think that's Virginia. 404, that's Sean, repping BBW, 0396. I know who you are, sucker. What up, Sean? Sean, repping BBW. You're not going to speak to me? I know you heard the beat.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody?
What's up, Sean? Why are you hiding? Then I tell you, don't be calling my show listening. You got to press 1 so I can bring you on air.
You right.
All this estrogen. We need some cojones. What's going on? What's going on, Sean?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
Ew. What's up with this late night voices?
I know,
right? They in the mood. Well, it's raining.
Was up.
I know. Shout out to the 757. I think that's Virginia. And the 216.
Yeah, that's
we had some 1111s. I don't even know where that's from. 216, I don't know where that's from. But shout out to everybody that tuned in. All the guests, Trinity Blake, thank you for tuning in. We'll be on again Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Brick House. And
yep.
I'm going to leave with a song tonight. What song I want to choose, I don't know, but I'm going to leave with a song. I want to thank Chef for coming in and being our cojones tonight. Shout out to Black Reporter for actually showing up. Shout out to Sean. I appreciate the love, boo-boo. And next time, you better press 1. We're going to have a problem. We're going to have problems. But you know
okay.
what? I found the perfect song I want to play. I'm going to dedicate this to everybody that needs to just let go.
Yeah.
This is my let go song.
We're doing a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're doing a show tomorrow.
Okay.
8 p.m.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
What time?
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. All right. So this song is to everybody that needs to just let go. You know, your problems, your relationship, your whatever, kiss that bitch and say goodbye. So this is that song right here. And I'll speak to y'all tomorrow. Yay.
Good night.
All right. Night. Good night.
Ow.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
This is my jam.
I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you because of my obligations and the time that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you. Turn and walk away. Don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. This is something I hate to do. I'm gonna miss you.